Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Can God use me? In 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, we read, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Pastor Cecil writes, "The answer to the title of today's daily devotional, Can God Use Me?, is a resounding yes. Not only can He use you, He wants to use you. The only thing standing in the way is you. As I allow my mind to wander across the years, I am struck by those who have been able to minister under dire circumstances. A missionary I knew was rushed to a hospital with a ruptured appendix. While recuperating in a two-bed room, he was able to share his testimony with the patient in the other bed and led him to the Lord. During the Cold War years, there were many Christians who were imprisoned due to their belief in Jesus Christ. Rather than collapsing in a heap and feeling sorry for themselves, many used prison as an opportunity to preach the gospel. In our own lives, we have endured occasional tests and trials, but as we surrendered each situation to the Lord, He opened doors of ministry that we could never have entered in any other way. It is not necessary for us to be perfect before He can use us, just forgiven. It is not necessary for us to complete a course of study to be used, just available. It is not necessary for us to be of a certain age to be used, just willing. Many of you are enduring trials and tests right now. Please do not allow what you are experiencing to paralyze you from being used. Step forward and volunteer to serve in God's army. Neither age nor physical limitations will disqualify. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Are you being used? Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.